Could you imagine how frustrating it would be to dangle a carrot right in front of an animal and then pay no mind to it, almost as if they couldn't see the carrot mere centimetres away from their face? This is how women feel when they display certain signs and drop the blatant hints that she is flirting, and men, well, they just don't see it. The stereotype of the confused man has lived for centuries past and will probably continue to live on for centuries to come. Now, there are some guys out there who like to take it upon themselves to just presume that every woman that comes into contact with him instantly falls for him and wants to be with him. Now, we will call these types of guys Kyle. Kyle has, well, nothing special to offer, but walks around like he is God's gift to women. We don't really like Kyle. Kyle is more for entertainment purposes only. We also have those guys who may not believe that they are in the same league as Kyle. They have little to no self-confidence and don't believe that women would go for them over Kyle. And so we call these guys the Aiden types. Aiden is a good guy, but spends a lot of his time in the friend zone, mainly because he's comfortable there. But Aiden wants a girlfriend too. So to help Aiden and the rest of you guys out, we've done some digging and collated our research from the single ladies out there and discovered some hidden signs that shows that she is flirting with you. Aiden, see the signs and get out of the friend zone, my friend. She wants to date you. Like and subscribe. Touching. It is natural for a woman to want skin-to-skin contact with people that she feels connected to. This could be with family members, friends, and even love interests. And this can range from a hug all the way up to the deed. Of course, that one is saved for the love interests. And if you are around a woman that finds small ways to touch you, this could be the best thing for you. For instance, even if you are stood in close proximity to her and she still reaches her hand out to touch your arm when she laughs, this is a really good sign that she's flirting with you and she wants you to know it without her having to actually voice it out loud. Space. Now listen carefully to this point because it is very important that you understand the difference between overstepping a boundary with a lady and entering her personal space and crossing a boundary that you know you have been invited to cross. A girl that likes you and is flirting with you will close that space between the two of you slowly but surely. And although she is stepping into your personal space, that place around you, that kind of bubble type of area, she will do this slowly so that she doesn't overwhelm you and so she can determine whether it's too much or if you're also feeling it. If you notice her slowly shuffling closer to you whilst in a conversation, this is a very good sign. She could be moving in so that she can touch you or could even be wanting to kiss you. This is a clear sign that she's feeling comfortable around you and she has watched out for the signs that you are welcoming her into your personal space. Clear signs that she is flirting with you and wants to flirt back. Always try to be very respectful of someone's personal space. Now, this can't be measured on a ruler, obviously. There are times when, due to the environment or place that you are in, you have to enter personal space. For example, on a crowded train, in a queue, or at a gig. And although many feel uncomfortable with this closeness, there is little that can be done to change the space. But if you are with someone and you cross into their personal space, and by doing so makes them feel uncomfortable, they may well take a step back or put their hands up while stepping back. So give a genuine apology and politely move ever so slightly away. There could be a number of reasons why they don't want you to move in any closer. From being a little bit wary of strangers, or they could have an unseen injury that they just don't want you to get close to. There is no set rule as to the depth of anyone's personal space. Don't blow it. This could be the difference to this ending something before it even had the chance to move on to the flirting stage or even dating. And if you step into a girl's personal space and her first reaction isn't to back away or put her hands up or try to move you back, this is a massive green flag that she's comfortable with you and has probably been waiting for you to step closer to her so she doesn't have to make the first move. Attention. This one is an easy one. Even Kyle would get it. If you're talking and she's looking directly at you, she's giving you the undivided attention and she wants you to know it. There's nothing worse, right, than being mid-conversation with somebody and then you notice they've zoned out or turned their attention somewhere else in the room, and you're left to quietly stop talking and you feel a little bit embarrassed. A girl that likes you will do her best to make it known she is listening to every single word that you are saying. Even if the rest of the crowd has zoned out, this is a great sign. Eye contact. Leading on from the previous point, eye contact is vital when communicating with others. It not only tells them that you are listening, but also helps you understand who they are talking to just by following their gaze to whomever it's on. In addition to this, if a girl is constantly making eye contact with you from across the bar, then you are 100% in there and she's waiting for you to make the first move. Now, she will do the three-step process. She'll glance over a couple of times trying to catch your attention. She will smile at you and immediately look away. She may even giggle to herself in the process. And number three, she will look back over at you a couple of minutes later to see if you are still looking. And if you are, she'll give you a little nod and a motion for you to go on over to her. They do say that the eyes are the window to the soul, and she's wanting you to know she's flirting with you with the eyes. Excitement. One thing a girl cannot contain when she's around someone that she likes is her excitement and that little giggle that she does, almost as if she's a 16-year-old girl back in the schoolyard. Whether it be because she's talking to you, the conversation that you're having, or just being around you, that bubbly feeling in her stomach cannot be contained, and it will show through her constant smiling giggle. And it's a bonus for you if she doesn't hide this type of behaviour when she's around you, because it shows you that she's comfortable around you and she doesn't feel embarrassed. Teasing. Now, before we get into this point, let me take a moment to acknowledge that when we were younger, we were all told they are mean to you because they liked you. Now, there is a clear difference between lightheartedly teasing someone because you like them and being straight up mean, right? Because you don't like them or because you're just not a nice person. When a girl likes you, she will be a little sassy when she talks to you. She will show you that she likes you by trying to tease you about things that you may have told her in past conversations. This is a way for her to laugh and joke around with you and not be too serious, and to see if you will respond by teasing her back and laughing along with her. Everybody loves a little bit of banter, and it's even easier when it's flirty banter between two people who like each other. You'd be surprised how easily the conversation flows, even with heavy flirting teasing happening. She could tease you about anything like, "Oh, you are totally the strongest guy ever." It's all in good jest and a great way for her to be able to giggle and possibly touch your arm, be close to you, and to make you laugh too. Let's not forget the physical teasing too. A little shove here and there or a poke and a prod in a ticklish area just as an excuse to touch you. Depending on the lady herself and how confident she is, she could brush her hand on your thigh when she wants to tease you in that different way, if you were catch my drift. Now, of course, it's a great sign that she obviously likes you and wants you to flirt back with her. Maybe even tease her a little and let the games begin between the two of you. Men more than often like to complicate things for themselves and then get too stressed about it, especially when it comes to trying to figure out what a woman wants and if she wants you. But hopefully, after seeing the list of signs that we've just been through, you guys will now understand that it's not as complicated as you first thought. In fact, it's pretty straightforward when you look at it, and most of the time, it's been right in front of your nose the whole time, just like that carrot dangling. Remembering now that these are some hidden signs that she's flirting with you, but not all women will do the same signs. Some women would rather tell you straight out what they want, and we love a confident go-getter, power to her. So why not see if you can spot any of these signs the next time you are out and about? And for the ladies, if there's an obvious sign that you are flirting with a guy and he's just not getting it, then please comment below so we can scrape the hesitation and the speculation and move forwards towards the dating and the loving.